I'm sorry.
No, girl. I shouldn't snap at you. Here. Give me the stuff. It's a close thing which one will get me first. The illness or the cure.
Oh, Father, you mustn't talk that way. Have you been smoking again? Well, you know what Dr. Willow said.
I don't want to hear that man's name.
You see? Now lie back and relax.
Oh, how can I relax? I should have been at that trial.
It was an inquest, not a trial. Now, you get some rest. I'm going out for a while.
Are you going to visit that boy? I've told you to keep away from him.
A rat! A rat!
Bravo, Lestrade. A most gripping recreation. Illuminating.
Illuminating! Everyone from the coroner downwards thought young McCarthy was coming out with a pack of lies.
You're convinced he's guilty.
Well, aren't you? The whole thing is as plain as a pikestaff. You're wasting your time, Mr. Holmes.
Splendid, this country air. Tell me about Miss Alice Turner.
Well, she's barely turned 18 and damnably attractive.
Yes, yes, I trust you've discovered more about her than that.
I've not heard a bad word against her. She's certainly well liked by the tenants on her father's estate. And by all accounts, she's inherited his generosity and fairness.
The McCarthys, were they landowners or tenants?
The tenants of the Turners.
What's Miss Turner's relationship with young McCarthy?
Close, if you ask me. A sign of bad judgment on her part. But she's a strong-willed young lady and knows her own mind.
Mr. Holmes, James didn't do it. Mm. I know it, and I want you to start your work knowing it, too.
I hope we may clear him, Miss Turner.
You may rely on our doing everything we can.
Do you think that he is innocent?
I think it very probable.
There now, Inspector, you hear? I keep telling you, James wouldn't hurt a fly.
We were always fighting. His own words. They were fighting only minutes before the father was killed.
Yes, but...
Miss Turner, I believe you know what that fight was about.
Yes, Mr. Holmes, I do.
Have you been withholding evidence?
Please, Lestrade. Miss Turner?
It was about me.
About you?
I'm sure that that's why James wouldn't explain it. Mr. McCarthy was very anxious that his son and I should marry. Lately, he seemed to talk about little else.
Ah.
Well, we have always loved each other. As brother and sister, I mean. But, well, James is young and has seen very little of life. Naturally, he didn't want to marry yet.
And your father? Was he in favor of this union?
No, he was not.
Thank you for this information. May I see your father if I call tomorrow?
I'm afraid the doctor won't allow it.
The doctor?
Mr. Turner wasn't in the best of health, gentlemen. And this affair has broken him down completely. No one's allowed to disturb him.
Dr. Willow says that his nervous system is shattered. I must go now. I don't like to leave him for too long. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Miss?
Oh, Mr. Holmes.
Miss Turner?
When you see James at the prison, do tell him that I know he is innocent.
I will do so.
Then goodbye. And God help you in your undertaking.
I've told you everything that happened. How many more times?
We are not interested in your fairy tales, my lad. What we want is the truth.
Who killed your father, Mr. McCarthy?
What?
Who killed your father? Give us the name of the person you're shielding, and you'll be out of this jail in minutes.
You're mad. Listen, we had our differences, but he was my father, for God's sake. Do you really think that if I knew who killed him, I'd be keeping it a secret? What sort of son do you take me for?
Thank you. It's always gratifying to have a theory confirmed.
This is ridiculous. Men have been hanged on less evidence than I've got against this prisoner.
And many men have been wrongly hanged.
Who are you, sir?
My name is Sherlock Holmes. Now tell me, McCarthy, how long have you been married?